proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting you another radio Bible study. With today's session, we begin a 7-part series relating to a conflict that will take place in the end times. This conflict, described in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 38 and 39, is led by an individual named Gog from Magog. After God brought the Jewish people back to their homeland during the latter days, Israel will face an invasion that's spearheaded by several nations. The 38th and 39th chapter of Ezekiel, as mentioned earlier, refer to this occasion. God commanded that prophet to, quote, "Set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and prophesy against him," unquote. The term Gog may depict the title rather than the personal name. Some countries adopted that practice. In ancient Egypt, for example, the word Pharaoh was not a personal name, but rather a designation that Egyptians ascribed to their monarch. Gog came from the land of Magog. Many commentators identify Magog with contemporary Russia. Gog functioned as the ruler of Meshach and Tubal, two dominions associated with his territory. Note the linguistic similarities of the word Meshach to Moscow, located in east-central Russia, and the word Tubal to Tobolsk, a city located in western Siberia. In Ezekiel 38, God declared, quote, "Behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal." According to Genesis 12, God promised to bless those who blessed Abraham and curse him who cursed Abraham. When Gog and his allies set themselves against the Jewish nation, they will thereby antagonize God. He will keep his promise to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob by destroying any nations which set themselves up against Israel, the apple of his eye. God designated Gog as a chief prince. The application of such a title might suggest that Gog denoted some demonic power as the behind-the-scenes ruler of Magog, just as the phrase King of Tyrus in Ezekiel 28 referred to Lucifer as the spirit power behind the throne of Tyre. Ezekiel chapter 38 also mentions a list of nations who will align with Gog against Israel. The passage mentions Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya, Gomer, the house of Togmara, and other nations. Persia back then denoted the territory today known as Iran. The name Ethiopia possibly designated that current nation known by that name, which back then would have included the southern portion of Sudan as well. The name Libya might include parts of Algeria and Morocco, in addition to the present-day country by that name. The territory of Gomer, akin to the word Germany, Gomer encompassed a great deal of what is known today as Eastern Europe, extending westward to the border with Germany. Then Togmara might have depicted the lands of Turkey and Armenia. Most of these countries lay to the north and northeast of Israel. Such a confederacy against the Jewish nation will also include Muslim countries located directly to the west of Israel. Note that neither Egypt nor Jordan comprised members of this particular alliance. Gog and his allies will set out to conquer the land of Israel. At first, it looks like their campaign will be successful, but they have not reckoned upon the power of God. God will intervene to deliver his people, even though the Jewish nation had turned against him and had committed idolatry, even though the Jewish nation might prove faithless to God, he remains faithful to them. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.